Here's my car. Good Lord, I think someone has stolen my automobile. Although I'm sure that's not true. Another minute or two and I'll recollect. You don't jump to conclusions when you get old. It all comes back to you eventually. It's almost always your own fault. Just need a bit of time. A little bit of time to get to the... Oh, yes. And even if the car is stolen, how exciting. It's nothing like a bit of excitement. Something different. You know, of course, river, wind, trees. Decent. Pleasant. Various cups of tea. Good qualities. But exciting. I should say not. Keyword is decent. Fair. The world is fair. We can't really go further than that. Fair. Good enough. When it can't be all sparkly lights and shooting volcanoes, northern lights, constant eclipses, comets everywhere delighting us. It has to be, for the most part, plain. Sleepy. In a way, general and hardly there, but in a way, so strong. Its strength is its plainness, and we call it plain, but really it's just unchallenging. It doesn't come at us like thieves. There's country music coming from some odd hole in the wall of the forest. I don't know if you could hear that. Sounded like truck stop in Kansas over there. Now see, I would love if that was my car, that the thief, some Kansan from a truck stop, had walked all the way here, stole my car, drove off into the woods, and then started listening to Tammy Wynette. Why not, I say. Tammy, why not? Easily picture him. Rough, strong, tan, going to seed. 34, 37. He's had it easy for a while, but he's in for a long run of trouble if he doesn't mend his ways. And I don't mean just because he steals old men's cars. Nor his taste in music. I mean that bit of laziness that goes with it, that sense of expectation. Still waiting to remember where my car is, because it cannot be there. I don't think my car plays Tammy Wynette. I cannot imagine it, all being that loud. discovering how loud it is, that's the sort of thing I might do, though. Turn the radio up full, roll the windows down, and then walk for a long way off. Turn, sense. I smell wood smoke. Different people use different kinds of wood. Some use cedar, some use birch, and then some are very particular. They only use aged wood. They don't want any liquid in there. They want it to burn hot and fast. And then others don't care, aren't as discriminating. We'll use this year's pine, and it crackles and smokes, and the sap burns. And it all smells different. If you walk through a wintry town like Lemmon, you get all these different fragrances of burning wood. And certainly some are the same or similar. But the more you get to know smoke and the smell of smoke, the more you can detect differences until eventually each inhalation of smoke is itself different than any other. A fine connoisseur of the floating debris. Are we? I don't know about you. I don't know if you spent any time alone. And by alone, I mean living alone, with no one around you to bother you. The one thing that happens is you do start to whisper to yourself, talk to yourself. You don't even notice it after a time. It's the thoughts that usually are on the inside come out, because they can. And it's convenient and comfortable, and you tend to follow your own instruction better that way. Oh, I should make some tea. I should make some tea. And then you make it. If you're alone and you just think these things, often you can't be bothered. Why make the tea? What's the great point? You've had thousands and thousands of cups of tea. Do you really want another? It's very ritualistic. Life is very ritualistic when you're at a certain age. You go through the motions in a way. The only thing you really hope for is that your car might be stolen by cans and from a truck stop. The passion for Tammy Wynette. So you talk to yourself as a way of keeping yourself on track. Otherwise you may just lay there, on the endless beach of your elderly age. The long sea of the world stretching out before you, all of it, the unswimmable past. Cannot go back. The beach you're on is the beach you'll be on. So you wander that beach, fetch yourself here and there. But you need to be ordered so you become your own boss. I'm venturing back to see if I can see anything. Isn't it curious that there are things that we cannot see because they're too far away, and yet we will try. We will strain and struggle and try to see them. We will try to see better and further with our eyes that cannot do more than they can. And yet we will look and peer and gaze and lean and squint. And nothing is gained by it. I have never seen anything that I could not see before by trying harder. There was many things. Arm wrestling. Memorizing, listening. You can try harder. You can exert yourself and get something from it. If you try a little harder, maybe you can lift that weight. With the eyes, you can't do a thing about it. They see 100 feet and they can do nothing else with it. I don't know if you can hear that. I'm picturing him with the cowboy hat tipped down over his eyes, cigarette in his dirty fingers on the window port. He's trying to lure young women to his vehicle. It smells like bush beer. And for some reason he doesn't know, he's in the middle of the woods. There are no young women. That is his illusion. But his illusion is my success. And that is why I am here. What you doing tonight, sweetheart? Fancy a bush beer? I just up from Kansas, got myself some wheels, thought I'd take a drive, see what sort of person I might find, kind of characters live in this town. It gives me an idea. Maybe you'd like to go for a ride. I always wanted to be one of those alluring persons that could talk to strangers and was always trying to convince people they don't know to do things they don't want to do. Not for nefarious ends. For pleasure, fun, companionship. I could never do it. Of course, I talk to people here and there, but I would never go into a coffee shop and try to wheedle someone into walking with me to the cemetery. New grave down the road. Saw them earlier with their shovels. Wonder who it is. Like to come and find out with me. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. I can't read the stones. If you know the mortician, his arrangement with the stone maker, he's a very small font. I don't know what they're thinking, but you're young. Your eyes look sound. Let's go for a walk. Let's go find out who it is that's died. What is the impulse, I wonder, the obituary impulse? I've never had it as fully as some, but there are some who are passionate about the obituaries as they are about the weather. You must find out about the weather, the desperate act of weather discovery and obituary reading. I have friends who read the obituary column every day. What are you on about? What are you looking at? And of course, they are interesting. I look at them myself from time to time. I'm not sure why, but... What is that drive? What is going on? Is it to find out whether someone you know has died? Or is it a deeper connection to death itself? To realizing that one is still alive, not seeing one's picture and name in that space. It's a simple and boring mystery. Like the loss of my car. And it's odd. So my car is actually... I've come back, I've done a loop. A loop-de-loop. With the Great Red Baron. For my car is here. An old car. Why are you not robbed? But your doors are locked. Why are your doors locked? Well, this one isn't. I don't think I've ever opened this door. Hello in there from this perspective. How are you? I don't like it here. I would not like to go in that door. You're like crawling up onto the roof and digging a hole down, hopping into one of the rooms. So you're here. Somehow I didn't see it. Did I not fully turn my body around? Tried to rely on my peripheral vision. Who knows what? I just simply say that I failed again. But in the end, it turned out fine.